Amar, I have another pshat also in a word. Idleness. Why do we call a lady an idleness that can't have children, can't give birth? Dukhrenisa to la yalda. The title for an idleness means a dukhrenis, a male animal that can't give birth. That's what we call her an idleness. Shasha dukhrenisa. Loshin ayel tamim. Means a ram, a male ram. That's what we call a lady that can't give birth on idleness. So to Mishnah. Ha giyoris. If you have a girl that became a giyoris, she was a goy, and now we're a giyoris, she became a Jew. The yashvuya, a girl that was captured amongst the goyim, and now we freed her. The yashivcha, a girl that was a shivcha kenanis first, and now she became freed. Shivcha. Shenifto. Now the Mishnah says shenifto means we freed her. That goes back to Shvuya. So it doesn't go back to the exact Seder. The Seder started out Tagiyeris. That's a girl that became a Jew. Via Shvuya, she was captured. Via Shivcha. So Ritzvah speaks out that the Giyeris, that's the most important thing here. That if she is Mizgayer, you bring a Goy, Takat Kanspe Shchina, that's the very important thing. That's why that's mentioned first. Then a Shvuya to save. Somebody was captured to save her. Then via Shivcha, that's a maid that she comes a freed. Now Shaniftu. Now the Eitzah says, let's say you have these three people in front of us. You have a guy that wants to become a Jew. And you have a Jewish girl that was already captured. What should you do first? Sheniftu. What you're supposed to do first is take care of the Jewish girl that was captured by the goyim to redeem her. That comes first. Fishin is gairu. The next important thing to do is, if you have a goya that wants to become a Jew, be mizgairu. Fishin is tachru. That's the last thing. If you have a shivcha to free her, because really you're not allowed to free a shivcha. There's a mitzvah of loylem bem tavoidu. You have to work for them forever. So it's an avera to free them, only in certain cases. So the kitzur, the Mishnah says now, p'chusos mibnei sholoshonim. Let's say these three things happened to these girls when they were less than 3 years old. Kitzur, you have a 2-year-old girl that was a goya and she became a Jew. Or else she was captured by the goyim and she was freed when she's only 2 years old. You have a shivcha kenanis that became free when she's only 2 years before three. V'yoymechad. So now they're a Jewish girl. We said the lacher is ksubos and masayim. If a man marries her now, he has to give her ksub of $200 because she's a psula. Even though a giyoris, a goy, we're afraid had znus, and a shivuya, when the goyim capture them, they have znus with them. But even if they did, less than 3 years old means nothing. Her psulim grow back again. And since before three she became a Jew, she was freed, we don't say she had znus afterwards, so she's a regular psula. Therefore she has a ksub of $200. For yechlem tainis psulim, if when the husband lives with her the first time and there's no dam, he has the right to complain, because she was supposed to be a psula, even though she was first a goya, but that was only before she was three. Mashenkin, if these things happen after she was 3 years old, if a goya becomes a Jew after 3 years old, then the becheskas to be a bula. If a Jewish girl was captured by the goyim, she's becheskas to be a bula, most probably they live with her. And a shivcha also, a shivcha has nus, so they're also becheskas to be a bula. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that since it happened less than 3 years old, we say they still have a din of a psula, and they still get a ksuba. And the parsha speak out, even though, like there's two chiddushim here. True, she's a psula. But I would have thought, kefort, she started out to be not so nice, like she was a goya, so maybe the chum warm a stock in a ksuba of $200. Maybe still there's not so much chayin in the eyes of the husband. Like only a pure Jewish girl, she deserved to get $200. But here, since she was a goy, or she was captured by the goyim, or she was a shivcha first, maybe the rabbanim were not misaka for $200. Kamashra on the Mishnah, no, still she got a ksuba of $200. Because lamaisa, she's a psula. Even though something was wrong with her before, but since she's a psula, therefore she has a ksuba of $200. So that's the Gemara, the famous sugya, Omar Rafuna. Ger katan. If you have a young goyish boy, goyish girl, then you want to make them into a Jew, is matvilin oisoy adas bezdin. You know, bezdin has the right to make them to tefillah, put them in the mikvah, to be misguided them, make them into a Jew. So for the Mara Maikamashman, what's the chiddush over here? Tischusuloi, that it's a schus, it's something good for this katan to become a Jew. And therefore I say, vizochin liyodim shlei b'fonav. I have a right to do something good for somebody else, shalai b'fonav, even not in front of him. Because here the pshat is, you have to have das. To become a Jew, a goy, to have geiris, to become a Jew, you need das. You have to have understanding to be mekabel, geiris. A katan doesn't have any das. A katana doesn't have any das. So in order to be nisgaya them, Beis Din has to have their das, has to help for them. So our das has to help for somebody else. That's the klal eschus. If something is a schus, if something is good for you, I could do it for you. Like the mashal, if I have something and I want to give it to you, so I'm allowed to be mezakarit to you, I could tell my friend, pick up this tape recorder and give it to him. It's mezakarit for him, since it's a schus, something good for you to have it, even though we didn't ask you, you don't have any das, I could have, somebody else could have das for you. That's the klal of zochim liyodam shloi b'fonav. Even without asking the person, we have a right to do what's good for you without asking you. Our das helps for you. That's the chiddush over here. If Beis Din finds a cotton, Beis Din finds a young goyish boy, and we don't know what to do with him, and he wants to become a Jew, that's a shalom and rishonim really. Rashi learns, in Main Layav, he doesn't have a father, but the imay have a yosel is gayu. Rashi's mashman, that's the time we find the boy. But it has to be somebody's bringing him now that wants him to become a Jew. The mother comes to Beis Din and says, the mother's also a goyim. The mother says, though, I want my kid to be a Jew. So halacha is, Beis Din has a right, Rashi matvilin, Beis Din has a right to take him and put him in the mikvah. So Rashi, dein lecha ger b'loi milo tfila. Because you can only become a ger, a Jew, if you make first the milo on the boy, and then you have to make a tfila. So the shalom is, why does our Gemara only say, ger kota matvilin oisoi, like we put him into the mikvah, what happened to the milo? Why doesn't the Gemara say, ger kota moilin o matvilin? Some of us say that tfila applies even to a girl. Mila only applies to a zacher. That's why we say a stam case of matvilin applies to a boy and to a girl. Rashi Mefarshim say that the way you make geris is, first you make mila, and then you make tefillah. Tefillah is the last thing. So Kitzur was saying the last thing, like, in other words, to make the end of the geris, has to be al das Beis Din. That Beis Din has the das to make this kid into a Jew, and the chiddush is that Beis Din's das helps for him. That's two chiddushim here. That Beis Din could do it, and that Bezdin's das helps for them. And Rashi says, Al das Bezdin, Shloisha Yevit Filosin. You have to have three dayonim there, Peshasha put him in the mikvah. Kedin kol tfilos ger, like any ger you take. Shetzrich and Gimel. Tehain Rashi learns, Nasan Layav. Says Bezdin now comes like his father. Rehu ger al yedeim, that his ger now, this boy becomes a Jew. O magin b'yayin kosher. If he touches Yayin Nesach now, if he touches wine, he doesn't make it Yayin Nesach. He's a Jew, and the Yayin is kosher. So Gemara says now.
When you do this?
What?
When you do this to a...
Okay, Ger Katan. So if the mother, Rashi learns, if the mother comes, has a 5-year-old boy, and Moshe tells Beis Din, I want my boy to become a Jew. So Beis Din has the right to take the boy now, make a milah on him, and put him in the mikvah in front of three people, and he becomes a Jew. Beis Din could do it. Even though there's no das, the boy himself is a young boy, he doesn't have das. The chiddush is that Beis Din could do it for him. So Merfet Emara, Mike Kamashman, what's the chiddush over here? Tischus Suler, Tischus, Zachnav, Shabbafonov, for the Emara Tanina, we learned this already. The klal is, Zachn Liyodam Shleibafonov, you're allowed to do something that's good for a person even without asking him. I could be Mizrak, I could give you a present, I could give you money even without asking you. But V'yein Chavim Liyodam Shleibafonov, I can't do something bad for you without asking you. As much as you give a get to a person's wife, you can't be mezakar a get to your wife, because it's a chav for nisha to get a get. So something that's something bad for you, a chav, that I can't do without your das. So for the Gemara, what's the chiddush here that Beis Din can make the geres for the katan? Pshit, it's a schus for him. So the Gemara says, no. Mad the time I would have thought like this. Oved kei chavim a goy, behefkei renichalei. A goy enjoys to remain a goy. He's hefka. He can do whatever he wants. He doesn't have to do mitzvahs. He's a free person. He can live with ladies. Whatever he wants, he can do. So a kaimelah, because really we hold the eved, an older person, an eved, vada bafkeir nichalei. An eved we hold enjoys to remain an eved. He doesn't want to become free to become a Jew, because he enjoys doing what he's doing. So Mel, I would have thought here this cotton also. You have a goyish boy. Maybe he enjoys to remain a goy. And for Beis Din now to make him into a Jew, it's a chav for him. It's not what he wants. So then Beis Din can't do it. Kamashmili, what said the Svar and the Gemara and Gittin, that an Eved likes to remain an Eved, that's only an Emili Godel. If the Goy is an older person already, he's an adult already, to Toyim Tam Di Surah, he already lived with ladies already, he already ate a pig already, he already ate lobsters, he enjoys it. He enjoys his Yisurim. So now to make him become a Jew, it's terrible. He'll never become a Jew. He doesn't want to. So for an older guy to become a Jew, his taka called the chav. We can't do it without his das. If he doesn't want to do it himself, we can't do it for him. Avo katan, if you have this young boy yet, schus uloi, him it's a schus to become a Jew. Because really, really, avade, we know it's a schus. Avade, you become a Jew, you be zoich al gerelam abo, it's the biggest schus to remain a guy. The only problem is, if he already tasted all the Yisurim, he doesn't want to stop it. But if you have a young boy, a 3-4 years old boy, that didn't taste the Yisurim yet, for him to stop means nothing. So since there's no chav for him to make him into a Jew, Adarabba, we say for sure, it's a schus. So that's the chiddush of Al Gemara. That's where Punis chiddush. That's where Punis starts off, that Ger Kotam at Vilnas Yadav Bezen, because it's a schus. That's his chiddush. Don't think that a guy wants to remain a guy. No. Like Rashi says, to a gabi eved kaimel per kaimel de gittin, to vade of kera nichale, a guy enjoys to remain a guy. Noyach lo elios eved, vie muta behefke zimus, he wants to remain an eved, he could have znus, hashvachas, to live with the maids there, miyais ben chur and lios muta bas yisrael, rather than just to become a Jew, to only be able to marry a Jewish girl. Le zilulev, le shiglev, le fkeri, he doesn't like it. So Kamash Malon, Hocha de Gabi Abikachovim, Kotan Lermin Nochi. The Chiddush is by a young guy, we don't say that. Tahani Milz the Trashi, the Nichlev of Kerry, when does the guy enjoy his guy, his Averis? Godel. She a Godel the Midas of Keris, Vitoyim Leitam Yisurim. An adult already that enjoys doing all these Yisurim, he doesn't want to change. Mashenkin, a young boy that didn't do the Yisurim yet, for him it's only Yischus to make him into a Jew. So that's the Chiddush that Bezdin to be Megayrim. Now the Gemara says, "Well, Lema Masayli, let me bring a riot to Rav Huna from our Mishnah." It says in our Mishnah, "Hagiyaris, if you have this young girl, she had to be less than 3 years old that she became a Jew. Hagiyaris, v'yashvuya v'yashivcha sheniftu, that they were free, they were redeemed. V'shenizgayru, or else she became a Jew now. V'shenishtachru, she became freed. She was a shivcha, she became freed." When they were less than 3 years old. See, so the Mishnah is talking about, you see, you could have a young girl, 2 years old, that becomes a Jew. So what's the case talking about? She herself can become a Jew. She doesn't have any das. So who made her into a Jew? My love, isn't the Mishnah talking about the Yatvilina, or das Bezdin? It had to be that Bezdin wanted this to happen. Bezdin agreed that to make her into a Jew. So you see, it's called the schus for her. Bezdin has a right to make this 2-year-old girl into a Jew. So Gemara says, "Lo, maybe for now, Mishnah, you have no proof." Hatayachav amayaski. Know what our Mishnah is talking about? The ger sheniskayir bonav ubnoisav imoy. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about that the parents also became a Jew. Kids are there; these two, the guy, the mother, and the father, and they have a 2-year-old baby now, baby girl, and the parents decide to become a Jew. And agav, they want the 2-year-old girl to also become a Jew. So here there's a new svara, to nichalhu p'may diyavad avuin. Here it's a new svara that is a schus for this girl to become a Jew. Why? Because if she doesn't become a Jew, she'll have no parents. Nobody will take care of her. So pshita, then it's a schus for her to have her parents take care of her, that she wants to do what her parents do. Rav Huna's chiddush was, like Rashi said, in a case where the father's not around. So Mela, there Rav Huna says, you don't have this svara the parents are going to take care of him. So then the shayla is it called a schus to become a Jew or not? Rav Huna said, yes, it is a schus. So if now Mishnah, you have no proof of that. Could be our Mishnah is only talking about when the parents also become a Jew. Then for sure it's something good for the kid to become a Jew, that he should still live with his parents. But maybe when the parents are not around, just that the mother just brings the kid to Bezdin to make the kid to a Jew, maybe Bezdin can't do it. Maybe for the kid alone it's not a schus. So you don't have a right to Rav Huna from our Mishnah. Omer Rav Yosef. So good, there's no proof, but that's still the lachas like Rav Huna that we hold from his svara. That a ger katan, Bezdin could be matvulin, Bezdin could make him into a Jew. Talmud Gemara says another chiddush. Omer Rav Yosef, Yosef says, you should know, Omer Rav Yosef, hegdilu, when this young girl, a young boy, that Bezdin was mezgayer, becomes bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, when they become older, yuchaylam limchais, if they want to, they could rebel and say, no, we don't want to be a Jew. And if they rebel, they're taken not a Jew. Now the mamish, they're a guy. The geras was never chal. Even though a regular Jew, if you rebel, you can't become a guy. you're called a mummer. You're still the ancient for the Averis. But here, by this Geris is not really Chal until she becomes a Godel. Tosfos, the most posh Pshat is, Tosfos and Sanhedrin learns, the Pshat is, by Geris is a third thing involved also. You have to have Kabbalah Samitzvahs. When you become a Ger, true, you have to have a Mila Tefillah, but you also need a third thing, you have to Mekabel upon yourself Mitzvahs. So who with this cutting, he didn't accept upon himself the Mitzvahs. So where's the Geris here? So that's what Tosfos learns, that when he's a cutting, the Geris is not Chal 100%. You have to wait until it becomes a Godel, until it becomes by Mitzvah. And then, if he accepts the Mitzvahs, he makes the Kabbalah some Mitzvahs, then the Geris is Chal from now on Midiraisa. But on the Tzad, then he says, no, I don't want to be a Jew. He's not accepting the Mitzvahs. His Taka was never a Jew. So Taka the Geris is never Chal. He remains a Goy the whole time. Toys says, Tamakasha. Toys says, I, the Klal is, Ein Tzchi L'Kotten. The Klal is, we can't be Zoycha something for a Kotten. Because Tzchi is Mitam Shlichas. And the klal is a cotton can't make a shliach. In the parasha of shliach, it says, ish, you have to be a bar mitzvah godel to make a shliach, a cotton can't make a shliach. So since tzchi is mitam shlichis, how could bezdin be mizaka to a cotton? Aye, there's no din tzchi midiraisa. So tell you, stuck runs an echnam, yaw, gemara is only midirabonin. This geiris here, kozman is a cotton, is only midirabonin. Because tzchi to a cotton is only midirabonin. So echnami, it's another pshat then. So when it becomes a godel, now it becomes a badass. Now is when his Geiris should be Chal Midiraisa, when it becomes a Godel first. See, if he wants to keep the Geiris Taka now becomes a Diraisa. But if he doesn't want to keep the Geiris, he can be Mavatel the Geiris, he's not a Geir at all. That's Rav Yosef's Chiddush. That Igdilo, as soon as they become a Bar Mitzvah, right away they have the right to rebel, and there's no Geiris.
He rebels.
Right. Eisva, I have a Kasha in Rav Yosef now. Eisva, Abaye is the Kasha. It says, Al Mishnah, Hagiyoy Res V'yashvuya. The Yashivcha, these three cases, Sheniftu, that they redeemed the girl, Shenizgairu, as this young girl became a ger, became a Jew, the Shenishtachru, the Shivcha became freed, Chusavim, the Sholoshonav Yamechod, when they were less below 3 years old, the Locher is, Ksubasa Masayim, she's a Jew now, now that she's 2.5, she became a Jew, now if somebody marries her, the Locher is, she's a Psula, so you have to give her $200, That means if the husband gives her a get, he has to give her $200. And Pasha we're talking about, it could be that she got married when she was 3 years old, and she got a get when she was 5 years old. So the husband has to give her a ksuba now. And the kasher is, V'sakot adif, you're going to tell me like Rabbi Yosef, that higdilu, yuchaylom limchois, when this katana, this young girl, when she becomes bas mitzvah, she's allowed to rebel, and say, I don't want to be a Jew, and she remains a goy then. If so, there's a svara. Yavinin lo ksuba di yozlov yochla begiyusa. What kind of svara is this that we should give her ksuba? In other words, a girl that could become a goya, there's a svara not to give her money. We don't want to give goya money. Like she's going to take the money and eat it. When she becomes a goya, she'll do znus with it. We don't want to give goya money. So if so, how come our Mishnah says that she gets a ksuba of $200? So Chur B'Mashma from our Mishnah, that once you misgayera, 2 years old, she can never change, she can never rebel, she can never become a goy, she always remains a Jew. That's what the Mishnah says, she has a ksuba. That's what Abaye's kasha. So Gemara says, no, that's not a kasha. I tell you, when the Mishnah says, when do we give her a ksuba, l'chi godla, we have to wait until she becomes bar mitzvah. When she becomes bas mitzvah, when she comes 12 years old, and she still remains a Jew, then she gets a ksuba. For the Gemara, the Havamina is that she can rebel the rest of her life even. For the Gemara, l'chi godla nami, mimchaya v'nafka. So what if she becomes bas mitzvah? She becomes 12, 13, 14. But the Havamina is, whenever she wants to rebel, she can rebel later on also. So how do you ever give her money? You always have to be afraid, maybe later on she'll rebel, to swear not to give her money, she'll use it when she's a guy. Have the Gemara know, the cloud is like this, what Yosef meant to say is like this, that kiva and shegdila shrachas. As soon as she becomes 12 years old, for 1 minute, and v'loy michta, at that time she does not rebel, but rather at that time she's acting like a Jewish girl. She's doing mitzvahs. So we see that she's makabla upon herself mitzvahs, the way Tosfos Sanhedrin learns. And shuv ein yechelo limchos. From then on she can't be meicha, she can't rebel anymore. Once she becomes a bas mitzvah for 1 second, and she accepts upon herself the mitzvah, she's doing the mitzvahs, that's it. That's the completion of a geiris. And now she's a Jew, and she can't rebel anymore. So, Mel, that's the Pshat in our Mishnah. When do we give her the ksuba $200? Even if she got to get when she's 10 years old, we have to wait for another 2 years till she becomes bas mitzvah, and we see her acting like a Jew, so that's cool. She remains a Jew. She can't be chayzer anymore. So therefore, that was a minus kash, not a teretz. Masav Rav, Rav has a kash like this. There's a mishnah in the third perek. Elu narish yeshlam knas. These are the girls that if a man is manas lives with her, he has to pay a knas, $50. Is abol a mamzeris. If you live on a mamzeris, vel nesina, vel akusis, vel agiyaris, vel ashvuya, vel ashivcha, shenifduf, shenizgaru, for the shtachu, pchusim, vel shalashonam, vel mechot. The same case over there also. We have these girls that she was a goy, and she was nizgaru. She became a Jew less than 3 years old. So she has a loch of a psula. A loch is now, if a man is manis, forced to saw, a psula lives with a psula, he has to pay her the knas. Now, yeshlam knas, they get knas. So you have a girl now, that true, now she's 10 years old, but she was a goy at 2 years old, she became a Jew at 2. So if a Jewish man now forces her to live with her, he has to pay her money. Now the kasher is again, v'yamin, if you're going to tell me now that igdilu yuchelam limchais, that when she becomes older, she becomes bas mitzvah, she could rebel, and she could remain a goy, is yavinu l'knas, why does the Mishnah say later, we have to pay her the knas now, to give her the money now, the yozlov yocha v'giyusa, that she's going to eat and use later when she becomes a goya. And the Gemara of the same terrace is not a kasha there. L'chi godla. True, the man was manasa now, but we only give her the money when she becomes a gedola. For the Gemara again, but l'chi godla nami minchayev anafka. His other meaning is, as long as she wants to, whenever she rebels, she has the right to rebel. So even after 12, 13, 14, she could rebel then also. And the Gemara, no, what Rabbi Yosef meant to say was, kivan shegdila shrachas, as soon as she remains 1 second, 1 minute, she's a gedola, and she's doing the mitzvahs, v'loy mimcha, she doesn't rebel, she can't rebel anymore, and she remains a Jew. So therefore, when do we give her the money of the nusa? After she becomes a gedola, when she remains a Jew. So now the Mor says, why did Abai ask the question for our Mishnah, and how come Rav only asked the kasha for the next Mishnah, for the third parak? Abaye lo yom karova. Abaye didn't ask the kasha from the Mishnah in the third parak about anusa. Hoslam kenas over there. What's going on? A Jewish man was manis, forced this lady to live with this girl. So how in the time you know over there we tell the man has to pay the money. Shlo yechayt niskar. We don't want the man to gain on the deal. Like it's a kenas. The man did something not nice. So therefore the Torah says he has to pay money. So what do you want to say? He shouldn't have to pay because maybe she'll lose the money. She'll use the money later. So what if she used the money later when she comes to Goya? But we don't want the man to gain on the deal. So it's a svara, the man for sure has to pay the kenas. Therefore, Abaye didn't ask the kasha from the Mishnah later, but rather from our Mishnah here. And Rav lo yomek Abaye, Rav did not ask the question from our Mishnah like Abaye did. Why? Because Rav understood, ksuba, haynu taimash latekala b'yena v'loitziyoy. What's the reason why the Rabbanu Masakin Ksuba? Because we don't want it to be easy for the husband to get rid of his wife. So the Maisa right now in our Mishnah, true, this young girl was Mizgayer. Now she's a Jew. Calls the man she's a Jew, like she wasn't good, she didn't become 12 yet, she didn't rebel yet, but right now she's a Jew now, we'll say most probably she'll remain a Jew later also. So right now the Chumah wanted to stay married. So it's a Svara that the Chumah Masakin, that the husband is going to have to give her Ksuba right away. Because the Chumim wanted that the husband should stay married to her. Like right now she's a Jew. Rashi says, We don't want to make it easy for the husband to give his wife a get. She didn't rebel. She's a good Jew. Therefore, Rav understood our Mishnah is not a kasha. And now Mishnah, the reason why you have to give her ksuba, because the Chumim wanted them to stay married. Mashenkein, Rav held is a good kasha from the next Mishnah. But Akopon and both kashas are not shver. That Rabbi Yosef only said that she could only be Moichi rebel up until she becomes a Gedola. But once she becomes a Gedola, and she accepts the mitzvah upon herself, and that's Nigma, now she is a Ger Gomer, and from then on she remains a Jew, she can't rebel. Therefore, we give her the knas, and we give her the ksuba first after she becomes a gedola. So now, again, the sugya said what ger katan is matvil not as bezdin. Now, our taste of sheet over here is that the ger is pashut is only midrabbanan. Like we said, that since a katan doesn't have schia, doesn't have shlichus, it's only midrabbanan, so bezdin could only make him a ger, only midrabbanan. Someone said, that's Pshan Rashi also. Rashi says,
when he's Mizgai, Rashi says, now the Magid, if he touches wine, it's kosher. Mashma, the only share there is that Midrabonin, we say he's a Jew, so it doesn't make Yain Nesek Midrabonin. But Midraisa Dotak, he's not a Jew. According to Taisa Shita, he only becomes a Jew if later, when he becomes a Godol, they have to make a new Maisa Geris, he have to be Mizgai himself over again. But Kolzaman, he made the Geris when he was a Kotin, it only helps Midrabonin, not Midraisa. There is a Taisa Shita in Sanhedrin that says not like this, that the Geris Tak is Chal Midraisa. Even though usually Tzchiyah is only Midrabonin to a Kotin, but Tzitzis makes the Chiluk that Geris is called the Nid Be'atzmoy. Like the Geris is Chal on the Guf of the Kotin, therefore the Maisa, when Bezdin the Maisa, Nurs made the Maisa, you make the Maisa Milo, the Maisa Tfil on the Kotin. So automatically, since Bezdin has Das, here it could be Chal Midraisa. That's Tzitzis Shita in Sanhedrin, that the Geris is Chal Midraisa over here. Still, the Gemara says, though, that Yechoylon Limchais, the mashmitzchal, but that's only providing that later he does not or she does not rebel. But if they rebel as soon as they become a godol, they could rebel and push the Geris' bottle of Mafreya, she was never a Jew. Again, the Shalom we spoke about, what about the Indian of Kabbalah Samitzvahs, that usually a guy, when he becomes a Jew, he has to have three things, a Mila, a Tefillah, and then a Kabbalah Samitzvahs. So he spoke out that Tosfos and Sanhedrin learns that that's the Pshat Gdilo when it becomes a Godel now he's being Mekabel Kabbalah Semitzvus. However, there's a Ritvo sheet over here, and who within the Rambam, they learn that Kabbalah Semitzvus is not Likuva. You can become a Ger Midiraisi even though you're not Mekabel Mitzvus. That's the way the Ritvo learns here. That the Indian to Mekabel to accept upon yourself the Mitzvus, that's only Lechetchila where he could do it. But here, since he's a Kotan, he can't accept upon himself the Mitzvus, he could become a ger, even midiraisa, without Kabbalah Samitzvus. And that's the Rambam Shita also. So according to them, that we say when becomes a godel, she could be meicha, it's not the pshat that it's totally in Kabbalah Samitzvus. You have to learn stam, that Bezdin makes it a schus, that they can make Kabbalah Geris, that's only if when she becomes a godel, she still agrees with it. She doesn't rebel. But if she rebels as soon as she becomes a godelo, or as soon as he becomes a godol, that proves to us like it was never really a schus, like it shows to us it was always a chayv for him. So if it's really a chayv, then Bezdin doesn't have a right to chlau to make the geris for him, that's why it's bottle. But according to them, it's not the pshat because you need Kabbalah Samitzvus. Even without Kabbalah Samitzvus, we can make you a ger now. But it has to be a schus. It has to be something that you want. So when do we see if you really want it or not? When you become a godel, or when she becomes a godelah, then we see if she doesn't rebel, she still keeps the mitzvahs, that's a proof that she really wants the geris, it's a schus, then the geris like is chal, and like according to this pshat, was even chal before midiraisa, but just still stays midiraisa. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding daf Yud Aleph, Amid Aleph, on the bottom Mishnah. Mishnah says, HaGodol Shabu Ala Katana. A godel means an older man, live with a young girl, haktana, less than 3 years old. Or else, v'koton, a young boy, that means less than 9 years old, shebu ala gedela. He lived with an older girl. Or mukatzeitz. Another case is mukatzeitz. That means, Rashi says that a piece of wood went into a makam, went into the isha's makam, like in Pashit broke up sulim. So the locher is ksubasin masayim. All these three ladies, these cases, still, she gets a ksuba of $200. She's still considered like a psula. So the first case is poshut. If she's a ketana, she's less than 3 years old. So when a man lives with her, it means nothing. Because when she becomes three, the psula will grow back again. So since from 3 years she didn't live with a man, she's still called a psula. Therefore, she gets $200 when she gets older for a ksuba. Who are then the chiddushes that a katan lives with a gedela? Now this we'll see as the Machlokes Rishonim, if we're talking about when the Kotan, the boy less than 9 years old, lived with his girl. Some Rishonim learn even if the Kotan broke up Sulim. But since he's only a Kotan, he's less than 9 years old, it's not called a Maisa Bia, it's not called she's a Bula, she still has a Shem Sula, Nageya Tilchas Ksuba. Therefore she still gets $200. And then what did Mukatzeitz? Mukatzeitz means Tam, an accident happened that some wood hit her there in a Mokam and broke up Sulim. Since it didn't happen through a man, she still called like a psula, she still gets $200. In other words, really, the Yerushalmi says the svar is that there's a special chayin, special like graciousness to a lady that didn't live with a man yet. She's a psula, there's special chayin that the husband gives her $200. So these three cases, she didn't lose her chayin yet. even though a man lived with her when she was a tana, less than 3, but that's called nothing. Since the psulim grow back again, it's not called she lost her chayin because of that. Who are then if a katan, a boy less than 9 years old, lives with the older girl? Even though, like some Rishonim learned, the katan type of broke up psulim, but since the katan is less than 9 years old, it's not called a maisa bia. So it's also not considered like a man lived with her yet, she didn't lose her chayin, she still gets $200. The same thing with mukatzaitz. If it only happened through a piece of wood that knocked out a psulim, it didn't happen through a beer with a man, she still has a chayin. This is Reb Meir Shita. For Chom Moimim, the Chom say no, Mukatzeit Ksubosamonim. A Mukatzeit, since a piece of wood went into a mokum there and broke a psulim, Lamaisa they hold she loses a chayin. To the husband now, it's not called the same thing like a real psula, because the psulim are broken, therefore she only gets $100. She has a din like an amona. So Machloik is what the din about Mukatzeit is.
They both
agree that the ksuba there would be $200. We'll see in the Gemara about this. Right, what about now Besula Almona? You have a lady that's a Besula, even though she was once married, she only had Kedushin, and then her husband died. Or else Kerusha, she received a get. Or else the Chalutza, her husband died, and the brother-in-law gave a Chalitza. So the locher is Min HaNesuyin Ksuba Samona. If it happened, min ha-nesuyin, she only gets $100. So the chur, she's a psula, what do you mean, min ha-nesuyin? So Rashi says, min ha-nesuyin means, kegoyin she-nichtas al-chuppah. In the case is that they went to the chuppah, but umeiz baila becheskash to-nivula. So the husband died right after the chuppah. And it's becheskash, she's still a psula, they did not have beer together. Still, the loch of the Mishnah says, the chiddush is, taksubasamona. Once she had chuppah, with the husband, the first husband, even though they didn't live together, since she had chuppah, that already takes away her chayin, and she only deserves $100. Rashi says, "Anisas liyachas tam," and she gets married now to a second husband, ksubas amana, that's all. To the cheskas bula kaima mishnichas lechuppah. That once she had chuppah with the first husband, she has a loch like the cheskas, she's a bula ready. So even though here we say she didn't live with the first husband, but as far as she loses her chayin. Before, the second husband, we'll talk about it later. The second husband still has his doubts that maybe she lived with the first man. Even though it's the cheskas not, you can never tell though. So the second husband marries her like he figures she's already a bula, she had shaykhs with the first husband, she only gets $100.